Welcome to Lola's Frugal Life Podcast. If you're on a mission to be more frugal with both your time and money, you're in the right place. In this podcast, we talk about topics that help enhance living a frugal lifestyle. The goal is to save time and money where we can so that we can use the rest on what matters most to us. We talk a lot about both time and money management so that we can waste as little as possible on both. We do this while also embracing a progress over perfection mindset. If that sounds good to you, then please stick around for the latest episode right after a few quick words from our sponsor.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to my weekly meal plan episode. If you haven't listened to this weekly meal plan episode before, in this episode, all I do is share with you what's on my family's meal plan for the upcoming week. It's just to kind of give you some ideas of some things maybe that might interest you. And also, if not, just to kind of motivate you to get your meal plan together. The list of these meals is included on my website at lolasfrugallife.com, and you can also find links to any of the recipes that I mention in today's episode if you're looking to find those actual recipes on the website. I will also mention the website on here, but that'll have the link to the exact recipe. So this episode comes out every Wednesday, and it has a week's worth of meals. Assuming I'm cooking a week's worth of meals, sometimes I am not. Like, for example, this Friday, I have a wedding, so I will not be cooking that day. So this is my actual family's meal plan. So if there turns out to be a night when I won't be cooking, there's no meal plan for that day. I do this because I think meal planning is really important. It saves, at least for me, it saves me a ton of time, stress, money, less wasting food. I use what I purchase. So that's why I do this weekly meal planning episode, just to kind of share my meal plan with you in case it would be helpful, like I said, and also so that maybe it might just motivate you to put yours together. So this Saturday, we are doing grilled chicken. This meal plan starts Saturday, September 17th. So this Saturday, we're doing grilled chicken thighs. So I don't really have a recipe for this one. I just basically take some boneless chicken thighs and I put them in a bowl with like some barbecue sauce, and then I just throw them on the grill. Like, I just kind of brush them with barbecue sauce and throw them on the grill. They cook really pretty quickly and they come out really good on the grill. And then I'm gonna do some brats in the air fryer. They come out really great like that. They come out perfectly cooked. They don't get burned like they do when I try and cook them on the grill. So we're gonna do the grilled chicken thighs on the grill and then the brats in the air fryer. And then I'm also going to do Easy Rice Baked Casserole, which is from foodnetwork.com. This is one of my favorite rice side dishes. It's got rice in it and frozen spinach and milk and eggs and cheddar cheese. And you just kind of put it all together and you bake it in the oven, and it makes a really good side dish. So we're doing that for Saturday. For Sunday, I am doing French dip sandwiches. This is one of my favorite, easiest crock pot meals. I'm not making a side dish with it. We're just having the sandwiches and that's that. So for this, unfortunately, I do not have a link to this recipe, but I will post the ingredients on the website. So for this, all you do is you take a 3-pound chuck roast, put it in the crock pot, put in an envelope of onion soup mix, a packet of au jus gravy mix, a can of beef broth, and that's it. And you let it cook all day. You do want to make sure you let it cook long enough because you want the meat to really be falling apart. A lot of times what I do is I cook it, the meat from frozen, like I just throw the frozen roast in there and add the ingredients. And when I was doing that, I found that by the time it started cooking, it wasn't cooking enough to kind of fall apart when it was time to eat. So what I started doing is actually, if I was doing it frozen, I would cook it overnight and then just kind of heat it up again the next night for dinner. So that's just something to think about if you are using a frozen chuck roast, if you're like me and you just put frozen meat right into the crock pot. So that is for Sunday. For Monday, it's our hamburger night. We do hamburgers every other Monday. I don't have a recipe for this. I just take the ground beef, make it into patties, and cook it up on the grill or on the stovetop, depending on the weather. And then this week, I'm actually just going to do some frozen French fries because my daughter, when we were at BJ, she picked out, like, she wanted this big bag of French fries. So I'm just going to make it real easy for myself and not do the potato wedges like I normally do. I'm just going to throw some French fries on a baking sheet right in the oven, and that will be our side with the hamburgers. And then I'm just going to do a can of pork and beans to go with those also. Tuesday is our Mexican theme night. So this week we are doing Chipotle bowls. And again, I do not have a recipe. Usually I don't have this many meals in a week that I don't have a recipe to link to. But for the Chipotle bowls, what we do is I just take some chicken breast and I cut it up into small bite-sized pieces and I toss it with some olive oil and chili powder and seasoned salt. And then I broil it under the broiler in the oven until it's just a little bit crispy. And then I put out some like brown rice, salsa, avocado, black beans, sour cream, cheese, all that kind of stuff. And then everybody makes their own like Chipotle style bowls for dinner. So that is for Tuesday. For Wednesday, it's our seafood night and I'm making baked salmon. What I do with the salmon is I just take, I buy the frozen salmon fillets and then I just brush them with olive oil and season them with smokehouse maple seasoning from McCormick, and I just bake them in the oven at 450 degrees for 10 to 12 minutes and they come out perfect. I'm going to be making a side of egg noodles with that and some frozen vegetables, just like whatever steam fresh type I happen to keep in the freezer. I always buy a few of those, the variety of them, so that I could just grab one and stick it in the microwave for, you know, whatever one might go well with the meal that night. For Thursday, we do soup and grilled cheese or breakfast for dinner because that's the night I go food shopping and it just makes it easier to have a quick meal when I get home from doing the grocery shopping and I have to put all the groceries away. So for this week, we are doing Instant Pot split pea soup. This is from foodnetwork.com. And this, if you've ever made split pea soup and you know it takes a long time to cook the split peas, it does not take nearly as long when you do it in the Instant Pot. So I love making it this way. And then I'll just make some grilled cheese sandwiches to go on the side. So that's the last meal for this week's meal plan because Friday, September 23rd, I do not have a meal plan because I will not be cooking that day. I have a wedding to go to. So I will be eating at the wedding and will not be cooking dinner. So that's it for this week's meal plan. I hope you found this helpful. Like I said, all of the links to any recipes for this week's meal plan and any previous week's meal plans can all be found on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. So thank you so much for listening and I hope to see you here next week. So thank you for checking in for this podcast episode and don't forget you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. And you can find a blog post for most of my episodes and definitely all of my meal plan episodes at lolasfrugallife.com. You can also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I could see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, those ratings and reviews are what help the show come up better in search results so that other people can find this podcast. So that will really help me in growing my audience. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an awesome day.